But then again, things that were bad was playing against the run. You got to be more stout when I get the double teams, read and react and realize what the offense is trying to scheme against me and be able to play off of that. Pass rush, I mean, for me personally, what I saw is that, you know, I can add a little bit to my arsenal. A lot of people think that I'm small, and so I'm just going to hit him with a speed rush, but I was able to use some power, so hopefully I'll be able to use a combination of power and speed and be able to capitalize on, you know, passing situations.
How much does it help to work with the guys you're working with, the other veteran defensive
backs,
when it comes to adding to that arsenal?
It helps a lot, and I think the biggest thing is that they have the experience, and they've been to the top of the mountain, and that's where I'm trying to get. And so, you know, I'm always in OC and Tuck's ear, asking them questions about run and pass plays and seeing what I can do better in both of those areas.
You know, you're really not much different size-wise than OC, are you?
Not too much.
I mean.
Right, we're, you know, pretty much same height, same build, so.
Who's faster?
I plead the fifth.
So you think you might have a chance against him?
I mean, if he wants to race, we can race. But I'm not pressuring him to do anything he doesn't want to do.
I don't think he wants to do that. is how difficult was it coming here? You know, when they drafted you, they said this is what you're going to be now. You know, you're going to be this kind of a linebacker. You knew you had to make that transition.
Right.
How tough was it now that you look back on that short period?
I mean, the mental aspect was leaps and bounds above what I was doing before in college, a defensive end. And that was the biggest thing, was trying to get a grasp on this defense. And at linebacker, you're pretty much the quarterback of the defense. And so it was, you know, making the checks, seeing the reads, and then adjusting when the quarterback adjusts. And for the first time, you know, at this highest level, it was pretty hard for me to adjust. But, you know, I wouldn't take anything that happened to me these first 2 years, you know, as anything bad. It was all necessary for me to build and mature and grow. And hopefully I'll use that as a stepping stone this year to be a part of this team and be a stable on the defense.
When you're playing linebacker, is your, you know, back when you were playing linebacker, was your instinct still just to be that pass rusher?
It was, you know, see ball, get ball is what I was used to when I was in college. But like I said, a linebacker, you're responsible for a lot more than just that. You know, you have your pass responsibilities as well as run responsibilities. And it was just a combination of both that kind of had me at first, you know, a little off base. But I think one game that I had against the Steelers, you know, I was able to just put things behind me and able to go out there and play. And like I said, just use that as a stepping stone. And everything, you know, that happens for a reason. So, you know, like I said, with that in mind, I'm hoping to build off of this year.
Was this the first time maybe in a couple of years that you felt in control on the field?
Yeah, I did. It felt good. I knew my assignment, I knew my alignment and what I was supposed to do and what was required of me. Sometimes it may not have happened as I had hoped or the coaches had hoped, but I think that's the biggest thing is knowing what you're doing, getting in line and just going to play ball.
When did they tell you for the first time this is the switch we're going to make?
I was notified coming back into OTAs and minicamp. I had gone down to Florida and did some training where I was doing both linebacker and defensive end work. But coming back up here, you know, they pretty much said that defensive end is where we see you. In this defense, and that's what we want you to work at. And from then on, I've been focused on that.
And they said, and your reaction was what when they said that?
I'm just excited. You know, this defense has a lot of tools, and you know, a lot of talent. And anywhere they can plug me in, I feel like it's an honor. And so, if they told me to, you know, be any position, that's the position that I was going to work at and try my best to be.
We made the comparison between you and OC size wise. I mean. Do you sort of pick up on his moves more than Justin's, or are they?
I think we all have our, you know, our own skill set. I mean, the biggest thing I pick up from OC is get off. Mm-hmm. He's got a knack and a natural ability to key the snap and getting off on the ball, and so I try to pick up anything and everything I can with that from him. And as far as Tuck, he's just a technician with his hands and getting offenders off of him. Mm-hmm. is ridiculous. You know, we watch it, and so I try to pick, you know, those things out of their game and implement into mine. I mean, I'm not the fastest guy out there, and I'm not the best with my hands, but, you know, the more that I can do, picking from those two and try to do it with mine, I think, you know, I got a little speed power combo that's working for me. And like I said, I feel like offensive linemen come and see me, and they see me as a smaller guy, not knowing that I have, you know, some strength. I've worked out a little bit in the weight room with Coach Palmieri. So, you know, like I said, just picking and choosing those things and just putting in my basket of tools, so.
Did you change what you did when they told you you were going to be a defensive end? Weight room wise, I mean, training wise.
Not really. You know, if anything, I kind of focused more so on the more Olympic lifts, explosive lifts, you know, power clean, squat, and bench, and just trying to maintain the proper body mass, more so muscle than fat. But I'm realizing that at this level, any kind of poundage you can get in the trenches is a bonus.
What's OC now? I mean, is he right around where you are?
We're pretty much the same weight, 250, 255. So
you can play at that. You look at him and say, I can play at this weight if he's doing it, right?
Right. Yeah. Right.